So it's not real Zimbabwe. Real Zimbabweism has never been tried. Mugabe, not a real guy who tried to force Zimbabwe ideology on his country. If you're case, you're wondering what the hell I'm talking about, I'm of course talking about, well, racial socialism, as we always do, because this is the world we live in now. And in case you're wondering what the hell this might have to do with the United States or the rest of the world, the president. That's usually what it's got to do with it. As we can see here, diversity, equity, inclusion dominate Biden's administration's policy priorities across agencies. There's an article from Fox News, and they just give us a wonderful big old list of everything in every department that is being done, and good job, I guess. Quote, "We know that we need to do all we can to build a fairer economy, and that's why we have put racial equity at the storefront of our agenda at the Treasury and across the Biden administration," Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said Tuesday as she announced on the Equity Committee. Great. Racial equity is at the forefront of the entire administration's agenda, including the Treasury. What could go wrong? The Treasury Committee is a natural extension of the administration's broad effort to promote equity that started with an executive order on advancing racial equity that Biden issued on his first day in office. You may remember this is also the executive order that was used. It was the Boston Health, I think it was Boston, their heart departments. They were instructed during the George Floyd riots to just let white patients die, and if patients with brown skin were around, to prioritize them.
I remember that. Also, Kamala Harris recently said that for relief for the hurricane that they recently had, they're going to prioritize people of color, basically.
Her language, I imagine. It's just like, great. I love how an executive order like that just seems to have been given to license to do whatever the hell you want. Well, just break the law. Why not? There's been an executive order about it. I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Well, whatever. There was like a convention of taboo when you used too many executive orders. It was seen as autocratic and un-American to do that. Biden, I think, has broken all of the records for their executive orders, hasn't he?
Sure, but it's not even about the numbers. It's the fact that I legalize racial discrimination. And everyone's like, yeah, okay. Well, we'll ignore the Civil Rights Act, I guess. Just why bother with that? And we'll go through department by department. They have their plans. Agriculture Department. The U.S. Department of Agriculture launched an equity commission at the start of 2022 to advise the secretary on how programs and practices within the department, quote, contribute to barriers to inclusion or access, systemic discrimination, or exacerbate or perpetuate racial, economic, health, or social disparities. It's like, great. So we are policing just disparities. Like, people, person one and person two have different amounts of things. Therefore, racism. Okay, great.
It's weird as well.
Department.
So there aren't enough minorities doing agriculture. It's pretty much what they're saying, right?
One of the complaints.
Okay.
It's not
strange.
It's not that there's any barriers. Mm-hmm. If a black guy in a city goes, "That's it, I'm leaving. I'm going to go and become a farmer." I mean, everyone's like, "Oh, that's very nice. That was always allowed." It's the meme. Like,
I think they're also forgetting that at the height of racism in the US, peak racism, wasn't agriculture one of the sole occupations?
What? Are you trying to say that black people were represented in agriculture highest when racism was its highest? Therefore, if we want black representation in farming, we need to...
I'm not saying that part, but I'm just saying that when they were most represented in agriculture was when it was worse for them.
Yep. Okay. New Biden administration policy to get blacks back into farming. We will literally get them back into the farming.
Well, implicit in that is that, they don't want to do it. We're going to make them do it.
We'll pick that cotton whether they like it or not, says Janet over here. It's a picture of her. She does look kind of like a female evil plantation owner. Anyway. The USDA says the commission will confront the hard reality of past discrimination and its lingering harm. We went over previously how the Biden admin did actually just make billions of dollars available for COVID recovery funds for farmers, but then they broke the law. The court, even, I think it was the federal court that this went to, said, yes, this is completely illegal. That they were handing out money preferentially to people who had brown skin first, but the purpose of that was so that by the time it got to white applicants, all the money would be gone. So this was a way they were trying to legalize just giving money to people with brown skin. And by the time
rife, isn't it?
Yeah, and by the time it was proved in court that this was clearly illegal, all the money was gone. So, it was like, great.
So it's too late. them to be able to do anything about it. It is really vile. I know we're joking about it, but...
It wasn't real Zimbabwe, I guess.
Yeah, well, apparently so.
So that's the food. So the food system is going to be buggered by this. Good, I guess. Unless everyone's going to get back to the cotton. whole other policy to come. On commerce, though, the Commerce Department released a 20-page equity action plan in April that says officials will work to build innovation ecosystems in historically underserved communities, expand assistance to minority businesses, and make DOC resources more available to underserved communities. So that means you're going to make a load of money available to inner city communities that burn down every 4 years. Thanks, BLM. Because Great. They've been underserved. They're in neighborhoods that are not doing well for some reason. Who knows what the reason is?
So they've just continued the wealth transfer from different groups.
Yeah.
Great.
But it's also like, we're going to shove all this money into black neighborhoods in the inner cities that burn down their own neighborhoods every 4 years because black lives or something. Like, okay.
It's a sacrifice for black lives. It's like burning an effigy.
I mean, you may remember the recent stories of, what was it, Starbucks have just left all of those BLM cities because their stores just keep getting burnt down. And then the response is, well, look at these undervalued communities. We need to invest money in them. It's like, right, we'll do that. But then everything will be burnt down, which is the reason we left.
They need those coffee shops back.
They do.
They can't live without them.
What else are they going to burn? So on defense, in late September, the Pentagon announced a new Defense Advisory Committee on Diversity and Inclusion, which will provide assistance and recommendations on matters and policies relating to the improvement of racial ethnic diversity, inclusion, and equal opportunity within the department. A week later, the DOD released a 37-page plan on how to promote DEI. So they are going to be following Britain's role. We've gone through this in our country. We just stopped white applicants from progressing in the RAF. So looking forward to that. I mean, it's not important. Dear. It's not like the world hegemon.
Yeah, well, I don't think when it comes to defense, people necessarily care the color of the skin of the person defending them.
It's Can more, you kill them?
Yes. How effective are you at defending me? It doesn't matter what your skin is.
But if it does, then we have a weaker military, in which case that's great. It's not like the United States guarantees the world security or anything. Nah. On energy, this week, the Department of Energy announced a £116 million in grants for programs...
That's dollars.
Sorry, dollars. on programs focused on equity and accessibility for students, and announced it will soon appoint members of the Advisory Commission to promote equality and opportunity for Hispanics. So we are going to get diversity hires to run the nuclear power plants. Which is exactly what kind of happened in Chernobyl. Just people who weren't given the qualifications to run a nuclear power plant, running a nuclear power plant.
They may as well just burn that money, but if they did actually burn the money, it would be good because it'd undo the damage of all the inflation that they've caused.
They could also stick it in, you know, some, I don't know, oil power plant and then throw it in with the oil and therefore we'd get some energy out of that money being burned. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you are the energy department. Could come up with better ways of using that money. Literally as fuel. Human and Health Services. This week, the Department of Health and Human Services announced a nearly $5 million in grants to 10 organizations under a program aimed at addressing factors that contribute to structural racism in public health. The funding will help identify policies that may create or perpetuate health disparities. We don't have to prove it, but they may do it. So there's that. And may contribute to structural racism. Again, no proof, but we think it might. HHS also awarded $2 million in grants funding to groups focused on health equity. So back to the killing white patients for racial progress. Good news. Homeland Security. In mid-September, the Department of Homeland Security awarded $20 million in funding to 43 groups throughout Targeted Violence and Terrorism Protection Grants Program. The Department of Homeland Security said 11 of those grants went to groups that work with underserved populations that can be targeted for attack, including two historically black colleges, two groups that are also served by LGBTQ plus people. Now, assuming this isn't money laundering, usually these things are, but in that case, I'm just going to say that's $20 million to integrate your immigrants.
It does sound like that. And also, quickly getting back to the health thing, that money could have gone to, you know, so other than solving racism in health, you know, that's the most pressing health issue.
Could have gone to health instead.
Yeah, you could work towards a cure for cancer. You could work towards solutions for heart disease. Maybe these things are more important. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but I would say that those things are probably more dangerous to health.
To an ideological regime, propaganda is never a waste of money.
That is true.
And that's how I think they justify this. Speaking of justifying, let's go to the Justice Department. In May, the Justice Department released a comprehensive environmental justice enforcement strategy aimed at advancing environmental justice in underserved communities that have been historically marginalized and overburdened, including low-income communities, communities of color, tribal communities, and indigenous communities. Don't know what the hell any of that means. I don't know what they're going to do with that. Presumably just burn more money.
Environmental justice in...
For the Indians. What? Like, if you want justice, I mean, just look at all the treaties the United States government broke.
But... We're going to demolish your casinos so you can have some trees again.
That would be pretty funny, actually. So, the Labour Department. This week, the Department of Labour announced $80 million in grant funding. Again, this all adds up. To help fill the nation's nursing shortages in a way that advances equity and brings greater employment equity in underserved communities to improve healthcare workforce diversity. So, we've also got diversity hires for the nursing departments. So not just to run nukes, but also to take care of your elderly, which can't go wrong.
It's also not going to help the problem that much because you're limiting the scope of people you can recruit into nursing. You're just like, yeah, we don't want you white nurses.
$80 million for nurses, but no whites.
But if there's a shortage, surely filling the shortage is more important than the skin colour of the people that do it. I know I'm stating the obvious.
It's not.
But it has to be done.
To an ideological regime, propaganda is never a waste of money.
It's going to be the tagline of this entire...
That is what the goal is. Anyway, on transportation, the Transportation Department this week marked the start of the National Pedestrian Safety Month with leaflets about how to look both ways, perhaps, for the kiddos.
No, I never thought of that.
It decided to lecture readers about the disparities in pedestrian safety and the importance of equity in road safety for all. Black and Native American pedestrians are disproportionately killed in the United States as compared to white pedestrians. What do you want to do? Like, you're going to write a pamphlet that's just like, brown people, look both ways. That is actually what you're arguing as a transportation department. It's like, we're going to have to make leaflets or something to tell the natives, so the Indians and black Americans, to be especially careful about crossing the road. So I don't think they need that.
That's very nanny state behaviour as well. Just like, yes, people, you can't cross the road properly.
But to come in and say, oh yeah, it's these certain racial groups that can't do it, instead of just helping the public. Mm-hmm. So I think your program to make people look both ways is the right way of dealing with this. Not to be like, oh, by the way, we need to check out. I don't think the blacks can look both ways. Like, you have lost your minds if that's how you see these communities.
I mean, they're already pretty... authoritarian in the States about crossing the road. Like, they have jaywalking laws, which in Britain seems crazy because you can, as long as it's not a motorway, you know, the most high-speed roads in Britain, you can walk across it legally.
Madness. And we'll move on with this, in case you're wondering if this was all made up because it's Fox News. They provide the links. It's all real. We have Janet over here telling everyone that racial equity is the centerpiece of our economic agenda.
Thanks, Janet.
Right. Literally Zimbabwe politics. Yeah, racial justice, whatever that means, is how our economy is going to be run. And this all reminds me of the money hole. You ever heard of the money hole?
I probably have, but I've forgotten.
There we are. There's the money hole. Should the government stop the giant money hole? Should we stop putting money in it?
Apparently not.
It's a tough debate. This is obviously a joke piece from The Onion back in the day. But you must remind yourselves that the money hole is not only an American tradition, it is vital to our success. As Janet laid out, it's not just advancing equity for a moral priority, she says. It's also vital for our economic success. Yeah, there you are. Trust us, it's vital. If we don't put money in the money hole, what are we going to do?
It's like caveman politics, isn't it? Just bury all the money in a hole. Dig it up later when you need it.
There's a reason I'm saying it's Zimbabwe-level politics. If we go forward, we can see the White House coming out and telling us this as well. This, again, in case someone thinks Fox News is fake news. Kamala Harris tells us in all of this that there's $15 billion and counting already been burnt on this. Great. She also says minority business development agencies will be given $100 million. I've never heard of that agency.
Mm-hmm.
The Minority Business Development Agency.
Maybe they set it up. I don't know. I'm not familiar with it.
Presume so. But again, another thing you would have thought would be illegal under the Civil Rights Act.
Well, yeah, it's clear racial discrimination, isn't it?
We're literally going to give up hundreds of millions of dollars from the taxpayer to racial groups. Right. Yeah. The Treasury Department policy, if we go to the last link here, also, it turns out... advantages minorities in housing, taxation, and finance. Again, perfectly legal, I'm sure. The pandemic revealed They say that the racial disparities that have persisted in this country for far too long, Black, Latino, and Native Americans are more likely to be infected with COVID, as an example given. They then argue that the document, by the way, the document makes no pretense for any other way in which these disparities might have come about except systemic racism. But that's a given. That's not a point of debate. The new directive unambiguously establishes a spoils system for racial minorities in all aspects of the economy, from housing to employment to taxation itself. Quote, an analysis of how the tax code affects different race and ethnic groups is central to understanding the consequences, both intended and unintended, of our tax laws, the policy document reads. This improved understanding can be used to shape tax policy and design the inception of legislative efforts to better implement our current laws. We are literally going to change the tax code so that it less impacts people with brown skin.
There you go, brown man. You've got a new tax code, especially for you.
I mean, I don't know how
Doesn't
far we are.
Doesn't seem racist at all.
I mean, we joke a lot, but like the argument that you've seen from joke articles about bringing back segregation in the bars mm-hmm. to promote racial equity, I mean, if we're literally going to have different laws.
It did occur to me, that exact thing. If I were an American white taxpayer, I would be furious at all of this. Like, all of this money just going to directly disadvantage you.
Yeah. I mean, Biden is a funny man, old dementia patient who bumbles around, but what does his men do? And this is what they're doing. The IRS, they write, is actually legally prohibited from accessing demographic information on taxpayers. So you would have thought this would have stopped them.
Yeah, well, how could they implement this racially segregated tax system that they want?
Don't worry about it. They've got a plan. There is a way around it, the policy reads. Recognizing these limitations, the fact that it's illegal, the limitations, polite way, researching statistically valid alternatives is already taking place from the Office of Tax Policy for developing demographic data while respecting primary concerns and civil rights. So we're just going to find a way of doing it legally. Right, so they're probably mining data or something like that. So we don't know that you're black, but we know that we have these characteristics that we can guess that we think you're black, in the same way Facebook can do this kind of thing.
So they're going to rely on racial stereotyping to change people's tax codes?
Probably. I don't know
That's
how else
it
they're going to
do. Look at like purchasing behavior.
That is presumably how they're going to do. So I guess we're all going to have to become racial stereotypes if you're an American citizen to get around the new tax policies the IRS is bringing in. So that's the news, which is, I guess Zimbabwe wasn't real Zimbabweism. The Biden admin is unironically on every level bringing in racial economics. If you appreciated that segment from the podcast of the Lotus Eaters, you can go to lotuseaters.com to get access to all the premium content we have on the site, such as the premium book clubs we do, this one on Giovanni Gentili's The Origins of the Doctrine of Fascism. And you want to find out what else Carl's putting out, you can follow him on Getter, @CarlBenjamin on Getter. Thank you and goodbye.